One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey people, welcome back to another episode of The Care Package. It's episode 91.
#100
again. We're back again. You guys should be grateful that we're here because guy. But yeah, Chidera, how are you? What's happening?
Obviously, guys, graduation is in, what am I saying, in a month? Graduation is in 3 weeks. Yeah, there's a lot of grad prep going on. I have to make my hair appointment. I have to go. I'm going away with my parents when they come for a sec to do some shopping and all that. My graduation dress is on its way and it was too expensive. So if it doesn't fit, I'm going to pass out. I have to bedazzle my hat. Like,
ooh, what do you mean you have to bedazzle your hat?
I have the sparkly hat. I didn't go to school
for that. Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. Are you guys not allowed to do that?
I don't think so. Everything in the UK is so, like, this is no Sharpay Evans type of, you know, everything in the UK is so formal. So what are you doing to the hat?
So I have loads of little rhinestones, and obviously my school colours are red and black because cardinals or whatever bullshit they say. So the border is going to be, I haven't decided yet, but the border is either going to be black and the inside red. And then if the border is black and the inside is red, it's going to say class of 2023, in like varsity kind of letters in black rhinestones. And then I'm going to have a bow at the tip because you hold the diagonal. That's going to say BS Arch. So Bachelor's of Science in Architecture. But yeah, I didn't put my name on it because I'm still finna have to do another one for Masters. So that one. But yeah, it's just grad prep right now. Stressing me out, really.
Stressing her out, really.
Yeah, they're giving me the diploma, so they have to let me work now. Yeah. How are you?
Me, on the other hand, I have an essay due next week. I have 3 exams coming soon. I'm in the middle of the job search, and the job market is not soft. So basically, I'm having a terrible time. Like, I have not one good thing to report back. Like, I'm having a terrible time. I'm having a very terrible time. And that's why the episode is what it is. When we get there, you guys you'll get it. But in terms of what has happened this week, as you know, we always have to give you the tea of what's going on. And low-key, we kind of struggled to figure out what's going on because not much is really happening. You know, if this was like, when we first started the podcast in 2020.
Guy.
What was happening? Every week something was happening.
What was happening in Lagos? There were election peas, there was COVID peas. Like, everyone was in a state of helter-skelter disarray. But yeah, now, it's like everything has reduced.
Everything has calmed down. But I mean, from what we can tell you, the Late Late Show with James Corden is ending. Some of you may know it's popular for kind of carpool karaoke. Some people hate it. To be fair, I've never really been able to get into late TV. Like, every time I watch a clip from, like, James Corden or, like, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, I'm always like, oh, I want to start, like, watching these. But the thing is that if I don't care about the celebrity, I'm not interested in watching the
always those Jimmys, man. Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, they're the same person, just cut from a different cloth. Because why are there 2 Jimmys? They're still
Jimmy set. Kimmel is, like, I watched this thing that was, like, some people are Kikis and some people are, I can't remember what the other one was. It was like Kiki is like a sharp object and the other one was like a blob.
Yeah.
Right? You guys should stay with me. Some people are Kikis and some people are, let's call them Ugas. I don't know. But everybody is either a Kiki or the other one, right? Jimmy Fallon is the other one. Jimmy Kimmel is a Kiki. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. I don't know. I feel like late night TV is interesting. I feel like someone I watch a bit more. I would say I watch Jimmy Kimmel and Seth. I don't know if
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Not Seth Rogen.
Not Seth MacFarlane, I think.
Yeah, sorry. Seth
and
Rogen is
SNL.
The funny guy.
Those are the only late night TVs I can watch. SNL is just.
Sorry. It's Kiki and Booba. Yeah.
I don't
so
think
Jimmy,
so.
Jimmy Fallon is Booba and Jimmy Kimmel is Kiki. Yeah. If you get it, you get it. SNL is another one that I'm always like, oh, yeah, I would love to get into it. Love to start watching it. I can never. Sorry.
It's
I'm just
hilarious.
Not a fan.
I feel like I just needed a platform where I could watch like episodes of SNL. Cause if you know me, you know I just like watching TV. Like I just have to have TV in the background of everything I'm doing. And so I need shows that like they're 50 million episodes and I don't have to watch too closely to understand the plot. So like, which is why I really like Seinfeld, It's Always Sunny. So when I found out I could watch SNL like episodes, I just put TV on because also some of the sketches are fucking hilarious. Well, also, like Anu said, I don't watch most of the episodes, but like if it's someone I know, like they didn't run Pedro Pascal, they're different peeps. But if it's someone I know, I'm very gassed for it and I will watch it. But yeah, James Corden is ending, and Adele, I actually love her. She drove this time. So you know how it's always him driving? Adele drove the car, went to his house to pick him up. Yeah, and plus he's moving back to the UK. I didn't really know that. The visa finally expired.
You're sick. You're sick and insane, and you have no one to tell you. What do you mean by that? And then also in the world of news, Tucker Carlson, who's like literally the most right-wing Republican guy on Fox News, is leaving Fox. Don Lemon is leaving CNN.
He has been terminated.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson as well. Did he leave or was he asked to leave? Because I saw that it had to do with some legals, after illegals, following some legal settlement.
It gives secondary school when they ask you to leave so they don't say they expelled you.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's giving.
Yeah.
With Tucker. And then with, I was literally walking down the road yesterday. Boom, Tucker Carlson. Boom, Don Lemon. I was like, what's going on in the world of American news? Like, what's going on?
But yeah, speaking of celebs though, Elon Musk. Please, this is a public service announcement that they should bring back Jack. Also, do you know what I found out yesterday? Jack has this, I don't know what it's called, but there's a new, he's made a new social, like he's co-founder of a new social network and it's invites only. And it looks like TikTok. I nearly threw up.
Jack is elitist. Sorry. What does he mean by that? Verification was not enough for him. Jack, please come back. Because Jack built an empire, okay? And then he just left. He's not allowed to do that. Who told him that he's allowed to do that?
He left us with a maniac. First of all, we allowed Elon Musk say, okay, now you can pay for verification, $8 a month. You know, now you are seeing some of your peers being verificated for doing the fuck all. So we allowed that one. We said, no problem. He now said all celebrities will have to re-enter Twitter blue so they can keep their blue tick. And everyone was like, I don't believe this. The first one I saw was, don't jealous me. So Tolu Lokwe, he tweeted, like joke, they took this blue tick away and didn't tell me. But yeah, that's really dumb because then accounts were tweeting, they were pulling that old scam, like, oh, this is Beyonce. I'm sorry, I lost my phone. Can you send me $600?
Then they're not ending with a Beyonce. Like, I saw one that was Santa, like, oh, this is Santi. Lost my phone. Please help me out with some money. Will retouch me. I was like, excuse me. They did one for damn stages. Then I said, Unisoku. So I was like, excuse me, please.
I saw one for Michael Jackson. They ended it with hee-hee. But yeah.
Somebody that is dead. Oh, guys, let the dead be dead, okay?
But yeah, and I think he's put them back, or for celebrities anyway, because it doesn't really make sense. Like, I don't know, Elon Musk just needs to. Elon Musk has been on the cusp of, like, when he came to Twitter, he fired half the people. He had them working from home because he was afraid offices were gathering too much, like, office talk. Everybody was going to. I don't know, the guys. I don't think the guy sleeps at night. I just think he's paranoid as hell.
That guy should stick to Tesla. When he was just the owner of Tesla, Teslas were cool. Everybody wanted a Tesla. Cool. He was just quiet. Nobody even knew him. But now,
Yeah, and you know, because of his downfall with Twitter, the price of Teslas have dropped. So if you're listening to this and you're
looking for a Tesla,
better go now. But yeah, also in news, I think the London Marathon was run a few days ago. Shout out to all those people. Could not be me, unfortunately. I yeah, cannot.
The London Marathon is for charity. So good for all of you guys that did that. I could not even run a 5K. Even a 2K. I don't know if I could run that.
You can't run 2 miles. You're doing 5K, 2K,
2 miles. But I wish you guys all the best with that. Apparently with marathons, if you've ever run a marathon, only 1% of the world's population will ever run a marathon. So if you have run one, you're part of the 1%. You're awesome. And we're not. You're better than everyone.
I found out the other day, I was watching the Netflix documentary American Manhunt, which obviously talks about the Boston Marathon bombing and what happened there. But I did not know, I thought anyone could run a marathon. Like, you just had to be like, you know what? I'm going to run a marathon. But for the Boston one, you have to qualify. I did not know.
Same with the London one. You have to apply and get picked.
Wow.
Imagine me applying to say, yes, I want to run 26 kilometers. I mean, is that a marathon? What is a marathon? I think it's like, was it 40? Give me a second, guys.
Most people I
think 26, I don't know, maybe half. I don't know. Yes, 26 is like half. A marathon is 42 kilometers.
Yeah. Bro, those people that cross the finish line, they always look like they're on the cusp of death, man. Shout out to you.
Oh, sorry, guys. I wasn't wrong. It was 26 miles, but 42 kilometers. I got it mixed up. But yeah, people that run marathons, those people that are dying. But kudos to you guys. In fact, speaking of marathons, there's this thing. When I worked at GSK,
those people used to participate in this. It's called Tough Mudder. And I'm not sure how long they have to run, but
triathlon.
No, they have to do, not really. They have to do a bunch of crazy things. Like, you run for a bit, then you jump into ice cold water, then you jump.
Yeah, no.
No, the triathlon is just like swim, run, bike, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
But this
one
is you're jumping into like water that's freezing on purpose. You jump out of that, then you now go in a field where they'll be shocking you, where their wires to be shocking you, You run through that. It's basically, like, you're just challenging your body for, like, not no reason.
I feel like after, if I run, get the ice cold bath, I feel like the speed I'm going to have after that ice cold bath is going to be insane. I'm going to be, like, flash, ready, renewed, and refreshed.
Nah, you go through shock therapy. It's like wipeout on steroids. You have to crawl under a cage.
No, that's too
then
much.
You have to crawl through a place where they are doing tear gas. So there's other ways I can make money.
I am not a tough mother, unfortunately.
I'm not a tough mother, guy. There's other ways money for charity can be made.
Yeah. And then obviously Charles is being coronated in a week, I guess. Yeah. Is apparently in the UK. Well, that's a lie, because Harry was at the Lakers game a few days ago, so it's like he hasn't flown out.
How many days does it take to fly from LA to London? Like,
I don't know. But they said he was flying early to, you know, repair bridges so that things won't be awkward in pictures, you know.
To be fair, it's still like a week and a half from now, so he got time.
Yeah. Also, that rumor flying around that Charles might have an illegitimate son somewhere is crazy. Because, do you know what happens to William and Hazard? They just all go. William goes from first.
William has been waiting all his life, and his children have been prepped that they are the ones. Some other guy will now come and be like, haha, it's me actually.
But yeah, Charles is being coronated. Shout out to those going to watch. Could not give a bigger shit, really. Like, him and his mistress can. I hope they have a happy life. Frank Ocean, guys, you heard me crying about this last week. Frank Ocean actually knew better and backed out of Coachella Weekend 2. Better for his life, because he's crazy. But yeah, there was a lot of controversy coming out. Apparently, like, he was arguing with Coachella bosses. They were really pissed off. He decided not to live stream. He was supposed to have ice skaters in his set. So they had got all these ice skaters that had been practicing for a month. And then last minute, Frank Ocean said, I actually don't want you guys anymore. So we're walking around the stage like spirits. I don't know. There's a lot going on. But yeah, Frank Ocean dropped
out of weekend two because apparently he sprained his ankle. But in his
drop place, out, another example of you just say you should leave so that they won't say we expelled.
But yeah, in his place, Blink-182 came on, and Fred again, Fortet, and Skrillex. They did.
And Zendaya was at the.
Yeah, Zendaya was at weekend two with Labyrinth. Every time I remember Labyrinth is British, it touches my.
Labyrinth, come in.
If you don't know Earthquake by Labyrinth and Tiny Temper, you're too young. Mm-hmm. You're too young. You should still be in primary school. If you don't know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call Groundbreaker.
Jam. Mm. That's what I'm going to listen to on my way to work today. Also, shout out 001.
David O.
Davido obviously performed in Giddy. And shout out to Davido for being a pioneer because everyone will complain and complain that Nigerian venues are not built for this thing. Davido said, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to build my own. Built his
and own. Even though that other guy, right, the guy that complained that Nigerian venues are not built for his caliber, you know me, you know he's my guy. But I just want him to know that, like, it's possible. Like, all he does is complain. Look at what Davido did. Who would ever thought that you can use TBS or something other than
TBS? TBS guy!
That, it looks like such
TBS a cool venue. TBS where people had inter-house sports.
It looks like such a cool venue to have a concert now. Like, it looked so cool.
That's one thing give credit to Davido for, because some of these other artists, I'm not going to name names before they out me, but some of these other artists will give the world to America, Europe, especially O2 and MSG. When it comes to us in Nigeria, they're giving us peanuts. Davido does the all, like, Davido gives everywhere 110. Like, him in England, him in America, 110. Him in Lagos, 110. Like, you will never really hear anyone complain, maybe complain about the prices, but all those 30 billion gang, Davido and friends, like, great. 10 out of fucking 10.
And Davido, he finished the Lagos concert immediately today. He announced, okay, my tour has started. He has announced the dates for his tour. I said, wow, guy, give us Europe, Sha. I'm there. Because you only gave America. He only gave
America. Period.
Give us Europe. Give us There's Europe.
Too many people to see in one summer. Guys, let me tell you my lineup. So I see Show Dem Camp. Then I see Don Toliver. And then I see Drake. And now apparently I'm seeing Rema. So yeah.
Apparently, like, I didn't know, but
But yeah, yeah, David, shout out to Davido. Davido will always give Nige 110, which you have to kind of appreciate because, and I feel like it also came at a very good time. Like, the country was still reeling from whatever the fuck is going on in government, you know, the drug peddlers, president. There's so much fucking going on. And I think Davido just gave everyone a kind of, ooh, let's cool down, let's enjoy
it. Davido is giving the avatar. Like, the only thing is that I hope he will not leave us when we need him most.
Yeah,
but he's just like, he came exactly when we needed him, like reverse avatar. He came when we needed him most.
Yeah, no, he said, yeah, you know, at the base of Nigeria's enjoyment, so that's really what we needed. But yeah, speaking of enjoyment, there's been a lot of discourse about fake wedding parties because I don't know why this discourse is just coming up now, because they were a really, really big thing last year or 2 years ago that people were having fake weddings.
Mm. But, to be fair, in the UK, that's when a lot of the discourse was 2 years ago. So maybe Americans are just a bit behind.
Sure. But yeah, for those of you guys that didn't know, there's a fake wedding party in Houston. Why a lot of people went there to go and enjoy themselves and eat a wedding jollof. Twitter was kind of split in half about the whole thing. There was one side being like, it's just a bit of fun, like, really do. There were lots of people being like, well, like, in some states in America, you're kind of married by common law, blah, 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 the legal. You know those people that when they do something on TikTok, you'll be like, actually, I'm a doctor and this is why you should not do this. That's what those people kind of sounded like. Mm-hmm. And then there were lots of people being like, this is just kind of tacky, like, why are you guys really doing this? And I think at the end of the day, like, it's a party. Like, for me, it's a party. Enjoy yourself, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, I just don't think we should do the whole, like, bride and groom. Like, if you and your friends want to go and sew Ankara and just have a get down, like, you can do an Owambe. Like, literally get someone and have an Owambe. It's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, is there a need for the bride, groom, the bridal party, the Ashoebi, the everything? Like, you know,
I just feel like, but what's wrong with it though? Like, personally, I don't see a problem. Because the thing is, I think with the traditional weddings, like, I think the problem sometimes is that people are like, oh, the prayers and the traditions are deep. Okay. But they're not replicating the prayers or the traditions. They're just, you know, having a good time. Like, I don't think, yes, it's maybe it's unnecessary, but I don't see it as a problem. Like, if there's no problem with it, then, like, I don't really have a problem with it. Bye-bye.
It just shouldn't just be happening every 2 days. Like, event promoters being like, next wedding party, text
They've me. They've seen how to make money, Jared.
But yeah, guys. So on this episode, we're kind of just going to speak about burnout because,
you know, I'm burnt out.
But yeah, you guys have seen me and Anu go from, how old are you when we started this? 20?
No.
19?
18. July 2020. July 2020, we were 18.
July 2020, we were 19.
No, we weren't, because you turned 19 in August, and I turned 19.
Oh, yeah, shibboleths.
Oh, yeah, do you think you're born in 2001? Don't catfish these guys.
But yeah, guys, you guys have seen me and you go from 18-year-olds to being in college, like, freshmen, to, like, guys, we're about to graduate. And
well, you guys have actually been with us throughout
our whole you've been the whole thing.
Can't lie, guys, if both of us graduate and that's the end of the podcast, don't be shocked because the chapter is over. Just kidding.
But yeah, you guys have seen us. And I think one thing, we talk about, like, school, and we kind of mention it in bits and pieces, but, like, one thing we really, really want to speak about is burnout. So burnout comes in all forms. And I think what you guys have heard us speak a lot about on this podcast is creative burnout. So when we go on, like, long extended periods because just coming up with content that we know is on our brand and we know you guys are going to love is sometimes hard for us. But I think we need to speak about the burnout in other aspects of our lives. And, you know, share with you guys what we're going through, give you some tips that we've used. And just that you feel like you're not alone, because at the end of the day, the care package is something you can use to take care of yourself. So, yeah.
Yes. So, just obviously, for anyone who doesn't know, burnout can be defined as a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. Right? And obviously, this can come in any form of your life, work life, school life, personal life, which I'm just going to talk about a bit. Don't worry, guys. I know that we're talking in a sober tone. We'll still keep it light. Don't worry. But yeah, honestly, because the reason why this episode even came up, because I was just telling you that I'm like, I'm going through a lot right now. Obviously, I was telling you guys everything that I'm going through with uni, and I'm feeling burnt out. I'm feeling like, because I literally have 3 weeks and then I'm done with uni forever. And so I just need to push through. But you know what? You can't even find the energy to push through. Like,
yeah. It's really, really hard. I feel like we can go from the kind of lighter. So I think one of the burnouts that we both have kind of experienced is the work burnouts. And that's the worst one, because I don't want to say you have to keep pushing, but you have to keep pushing.
You, like, have to. You're not allowed to burn out. You're not allowed to burn out. Yeah, the thing is, with work burnouts, low-key, you're not allowed to burn out at work. Because, like, any small thing, like, because with work, I just feel like there's so much, like, especially in corporate, like, there's so much demand, especially with, because obviously, I feel like as Nigerians, as people that grew up in Nigeria, we don't really have that culture of telling work people your life. We very much have the idea of, like, okay, my work friends are my work friends. And once I leave that building, like, I'm sorry, nothing for anyone.
Yeah.
Whereas British people, like, they're so, like, oh my God, this is what's happening in my life. This is what happened to my mom's dog. Like, this is what's happening. Whereas we were already naturally not like that. I'm more so when we're burnt out. Like, when I'm burnt out, I don't feel like going down to the pub for a cheeky, you know, a few cheeky pints on a Thursday night. I don't feel like spending my evening. The thing about work is that
even social interactions, I feel like, are not, they're not relaxed. Like, you cannot just like, okay, yeah, I'm going to the pub, having two beers with my manager, and forget yourself, because your manager will remind you of what you said. You still have to be like, you still have to be talking in a networking fashion.
Yeah.
Like, that's so long. Like, work, when at work, like, you have to be on 10 all the time. You have to have so much energy. Like, last year, I went on a work trip to Belgium. And obviously, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I'd never been to Belgium before. It was so exciting and it was so much fun. But I was drained after every single day because of how much work socializing I had to do. I had to talk to someone. I couldn't not be talking to someone. I had to be talking to someone. It has to be a productive conversation and my brain had to be working. Otherwise, voila.
Yeah, I feel like for me, especially in the like retail kind of sector of things, I feel like it's very like, you know, I can be having the worst day possible, but then, you know, I could cry and then next thing I'm on the front being like, hi, how can we help you out today? Like nothing had just happened. And I feel like sometimes burnout in work is like, well, when you're like younger and you don't have a job, it's like, well, I'm feeling burnt out, I'm asleep. No, bro, you're salaried, you're scheduled. Get your ass into the office.
Honestly, you have responsibilities. And another thing to do with job markets and burnouts, and I think another thing that's contributing to my burnouts, the job market, guys, is not soft right now. COVID.
It's not. I am eternally grateful. The one time you guys will hear me say this about my school, I'm eternally grateful for the career fair my school had, because I did not know how I was going to go back. So I've had an architecture internship and it was okay, but I knew I did not want to go back. One, it wasn't the kind of architecture I wanted to do, and like it was just a lot. Like, and I was like, I need to get out of that position. Like, because I mean, kudos to the guy, he did take me in when I had literally nobody. But I was like, I want bigger, I want better for myself. Shout out to Catholic University Architecture. At our career fair, there were 59 firms. 59. Compared to previous years where we've had 10, 20, 25. 59. And I'm eternally...
They said if you don't find one, it's you. You are the problem.
It's you.
We've done our own.
Guys, this is the most... I want to kind of just say, I'm just eternally grateful for God, for my portfolio, for everything, because... Let's say I spoke to 20 firms. I emailed like maybe like 15 of them, the ones I had interest in. 10 of them had already emailed me by the time I got up to email them my stuff. I was eternally grateful because I didn't, the job market, LinkedIn, Indeed, it will hold you like this. And I'm eternally grateful every day because sophomore year, that shit was not fun. That shit was not fun at all, at all. But yeah, job markets is hooks you. Sorry,
I'm just choking people in the neck, oh guy. When I get a job, I'm gonna throw a party for you. It's not easy at all.
And I think another thing is like, I don't really understand why jobs are being like unpaid intern experience. Unpaid internship is literally free labor.
Sorry, that's slavery.
Honestly, labor camp.
Like, this is 2023, like, unpaid. Some people are like, oh, if it asks for a cover letter, I'm not applying. I'll apply. If you're telling me you're not paying me, I'm not applying. I'm so sorry. I'm not doing that. Yeah. I know my worth. I mean, I'm about to be a degree holder.
And then I work for you for free. But yeah, I think that's with burnout at work. Like, at the end of the day, you have responsibilities to yourself, to your team, to that place you work at. And you can't just be like, well, I'm not feeling like you today. Let me just stay at home, because one day turns into two, turns into three. Next thing, you're getting email that you've been separated from the company. Like, you know, you don't want to be in that state. Okay. And then the next kind of burnout we want to kind of speak about is personal life. And in my experience, I will say, I was very, like, year seven, I always talk about this. Year seven, I was very quiet. And when I went to England, I kind of came out of my shell a bit. And then coming back to Lagos, like, it was great, blah, 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 blah. And then uprooted again, I came to America. I'm always uprooted, yeah. And, like, freshman year, I was still...
I'll be living her life. Like, you know how in all those, like, machines, all those claw machines where you try to get something, someone will just be chilling. Chira will just be chilling, though. Someone will just pick her and carry her and throw her somewhere.
Deadass. But freshman year, like, I was very going out. Sophomore and junior year, COVID happened. And kind of like at the end of junior year, senior year, I just didn't really have it in me anymore. And like, I feel like every time people spoke about social batteries, I was like, well, like, you know, if you don't want to go out, don't go out. But like, I actually experienced multiple times where my social battery just, like, you know, when your AirPods is about to die and it goes, I don't know.
That's the most disheartening sound. That's the most disheartening. I'm just like, especially when I'm in a place like that.
But yeah, that's kind of how it felt. It just felt like, wow, I'm actually just tired. Like, and everyone would be like, oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? It's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just couldn't anymore. Like, all the going out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I said, please, guys. I want to eat Indomie and watch TV in my room. It's not everything to go out. And you know,
I think.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
I was just going to say, I think with me personally, like, social burnout is not something that I get regularly because I feel like I actually get my energy from being with people. But there have been periods in time where I've gone out, like, let's say 5 days in a row, and by day six, I'm like, even 5 days is even a stretch. Sometimes, like, you go out 3 days in a row, and by day four, you're just like, okay. I need like 24 hours just to be by myself and not talk to anyone right now. Yeah. And I also feel like sometimes, like when I'm burnt out from everything, like when work or school has burnt me out, my social battery is also reduced. Like after a long day of work, I don't want to talk to anyone. Like I just
want to. Yeah, I just want to get my room. Yeah, no, I feel like, yes, I do thrive around people sometimes, but like it was just, you know, being at the bar, like, I would be loving it for an hour, but, like, I feel like it's also, like you said, work and school. Like, now, as an adult, it's like, shit, I have to work at 9 a.m. tomorrow. I can't be up till 3 a.m. today. Like, I don't know. I just found my social battery running out a bit more, and, like, I was just done. Like, I was just so tired. Like, you guys can even ask my friends. There would be periods where they'd be like, oh, my God, Chase, let's go out. Like, for 3 weekends in a row, I was like, no, I didn't really want to. I can't lie to you. And I was like, well, I'm tired. And there'd be times where, like, I'm not tired, but, like, I just spent so much. I just gave so much of myself at work or at school that I was like, no, I can't lie. I ain't finna hold you guys. Keep it pushing.
I ain't finna hold you guys. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You guys are American now. She said, I ain't finna hold you guys.
Guys, it's actually quite scary. I don't like it.
Sure, I come to the UK and they'll be asking, how are you? You're American!
And he passed out. I'm American born, UK raised, and Nigerian descent. Did I hear those? That's my new catchphrase. But yeah, I think another thing is just overstimulation. So, Anna, would you like to speak about this?
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes there's so much going on in the world and you're just like not interested. Like I would say times such as like the BLM protest, NSAS protest, or even just lighter things. Like sometimes I'm just tired of seeing you guys discuss about who should pay on the first date. Sometimes I'm actually not interested in knowing that. Yeah. And I just feel like when you open Twitter, it's the same thing. You open TikTok, same thing. You open Instagram, same thing. Or another kind of angle from looking at it is that a lot of sometimes these social media I feel like sometimes these social media channels sometimes promote toxic things. So like, for example, I recently started going to the gym. Wow, I can't believe I'm telling you guys. But yeah, becoming the gym babe. Recently started going to the gym. Why is my whole For You page gym content? And I'm not particularly going to reach any goals. I'm just kind of going because I want to be a bit healthier. But like, you just overload of information. Like one person is saying you need to eat 200 grams of protein in one day. One person is saying you need to do 12, 330 every single day. Another person is saying don't do cardio, you need to lift. Another person is saying do your cardio first, then lift. Another person is saying do lift. And I'm just like, this is just a lot for me. Like, I don't need all this. I don't need to be told that I'm making a step to improve my health, but I'm not doing enough. I feel like sometimes social media is constantly telling you that you're not doing enough. And then you just get tired and you're just not interested.
Yeah, I think what you spoke about is definitely Bible. Like, especially, like, I think we live in a world now where, like, you can't, whether you want to deny it or not, there is some active listening going on, and you cannot say that your feeds are not tailored to you. But like, I've definitely seen that on TikTok. Like, I would like one video of the girl being like, oh my God, this is how my body changed when I was going to the gym. Next thing is like, how to lift dumbbells right in the gym, how to do this in the gym, how to, it's like, bro, I liked one video, like, free me.
Like, honestly, now the TikTok algorithm is scary.
It's actually, fun fact, actually, I was at work, and we met this dude and his friend, and someone was saying something about TikTok, and he goes, oh my God, you have TikTok, my girlfriend works for TikTok, and I was like, oh my God, like, blah, 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 and he was like, yeah, she doesn't have the app, and she told me to never download the app in my life. Don't know what that's telling you guys, but my TikTok account is soon going to be deleted. But yeah, and I think...
speaking of social media, a couple of days ago, I watched this movie called Missing, and it's Storm Reid, and the idea is that I said, oh God, do you remind me jumping out today? Because what was I about to say? Idea. The idea was that, like, her mum went on holiday with her boyfriend and went missing, right? And she has to, like, figure out Wagwan. And the whole, like, premise of the movie was that you can literally track anyone using anything. Like, the way, like, she was able to find one password and link to all his accounts and find this is scary. Technology is scary. And you guys, if you are like me, I have the same password for everything. Reconsider.
Guys, when I say that's one... guys, I'm not even capping with you right now, like, not even coming from me, but like, all this one password things gas to stop. And I'm so sorry, we live in a day and age where, like, if you get an email and the email address looks funky, please don't click on the link.
Click on the link,
guys. There is a new scam, actually, where people be at a bar or whatever, and there's a guy that's actually trying to get back his phone that has the only memories of his two kids from when they've grown up to when they blah, blah, blah. But he was at a bar. Someone was watching him put in his password. He wasn't paying attention. They stole his phone, opened his phone, changed his iCloud password, changed his recovery phone number, changed... He's literally begging Apple to get this shit back. Guys, please, one password, change it!
A word is enough for the wise.
I'm begging you, change it. And don't be telling everyone, please, if you're one of those people that someone's like, oh, can I have your password for this? Don't be like, oh my God, you know, all my passwords are the same.
Yeah, don't yarn them. Don't let them know. You let them know you're putting yourself in trouble.
But yeah,
and then finally, in terms of school burnout, I mean, that's what I'm going through right now, you guys. Last month, I had 7 deadlines. We get it. Okay, you're about to graduate. Okay, let us that are struggling talk to the people.
Why are you acting like I didn't struggle with you? I had 5 months of peace because I needed 5 months of peace.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, as I was saying to my people over here, yeah, as we were discussing. So, yeah, I had like 7 deadlines last month. This month, I didn't have any deadlines, but I have an essay due on the 2nd of May. And I have 3 exams, and those are literally the last pieces of work I'm going to submit. And that is what's going to determine my degree. And if I tell you guys, I'm shaking in my boots. Because I think on one hand, like, I remember telling, at the beginning of the year, I literally told myself, Anu, you just need to work hard for the next 5 months and you're done, right? And so that's what I was using to motivate myself. But the closer I've gotten to 5 months, I have 3 weeks left now, the harder it's becoming. Like, I just feel like I'm dragging my boots. And I think a part of me is like, I really want to work hard. Another part of me is like, I don't have the energy. And another part of me is like, but I'm really scared to submit these things. Because once you submit, it's done.
It's done.
Like, once you submit, you can't change anything. Like, whatever you graduate with is what you're going to graduate with.
I think that's a very big thing that I never really was fine with. Especially, like, being an arc major. Like, it was always, every time I submitted something, because you would have your pin-up and then you'd have, like, a week to make your edits or whatever. And every time I submitted stuff, I literally felt sick. Because it was like, this could be done better. Like, it was just, And, you know, obviously, my mom was like, there's no way you're graduating without honors. And the last semester, I was in a classical studio. And if you know me, I don't really like classical architecture. Modern architecture is more my take. So it was very, like, it was very, very hard for me. Also, our teachers weren't really that supportive at all. They were very loose. Like, they were very, like, you know, if I had a question, you'd expect a teacher to, like, explain what their correction was on my project, but they'd be like, no, look at the brief. It's like, nigga, are you mad? The brief is one page. Are you, like, it was very, like, oh, it was a lot. And, like, dealing with that on top of, like, trying to graduate, possibly changing grad schools, working at the same time, like, I ain't finna lie to y'all, my work life definitely suffered. Like, when I tell you I was on the cusp,
on the cusp of what?
We don't need to know what I was on the cusp of.
Okay.
But yeah, like, it was just really, it really took its toll on me. Like, my mom was here and I couldn't spend any time with my mom because I was actually working. And one of the days I did have off, they were like, we want this done by Monday. And next thing, my mom was sleeping and she woke up at 4 a.m. and I was still working. And she was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I just literally, I remember her saying, you didn't say anything. You were just crying. And I was like,
that's how you know that the degree is peppering. The degree is peppering, guys.
Guy. And I'm not even going to be like, oh, that was the first time I cried. No, I cried multiple times during this degree. It was not easy. And I feel like, especially with something as creative and subjective as architecture, like, teachers would always be like, well, like, I don't like this, but then you're not a modern teacher, so your opinion, I can't lie to you, mate, really fucking doesn't matter. Mm. But yeah, like, it was a loss. That degree peppered my life. And I'm about to go back and do it again. Two more years. But I'm really excited for my thesis, because my thesis is going to be based in hometown Giddy. I kind of know how to do yet. I can't tell you guys. Obviously,
you guys should write about all the buildings that are breaking in Banana Island. All the buildings that are collapsing.
Can you actually close your building? But yeah, very excited for that. But there's really no way to deal with school burnouts, because as one deadline, as you submit something on Blackboard, the next one is telling you due in 24 hours.
Once I finish the degree, I never want to see Blackboard again.
That's what everyone says. Like, yeah, guys. But yeah, guys, if you are feeling burnt out, like, one thing I will say is, you know, it's normal. Take your time. Like, if you are feeling burnt out from work, school, and or your personal, like, if your work time, if you have sick time or, like, personal leave, take a 2-day, take a long weekend. Like, when I, like, the difference that will make for your life, like, and you don't even have to do anything. Like, I know some people are like, oh my God, massage, spa, retail therapy. Nah, bro.
Just be in your bed.
Get the fattiest food you can find. Turn on the AC. Off your lights. Close your curtain. Watch TV. That TV show you've been wanting to watch, watch it. Because
just being in your bed, it will do wonders.
Wonders. I'm a firm advocate for naps. I can sleep anywhere and I will sleep anywhere.
Yes, it's true, guys.
I'm a firm advocate for naps. But yeah, guys. Take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, like, I think one thing, this is something I'm trying to live by this year, because it's like, the money will come back, but the memories won't. Like, you know, jobs are great and they give you money, but like, if you have that chance to like go to lunch with your friend or and you don't have it there, like, you know, don't prioritize a job, because at the end of the day, the job burns you out, they fire you, they hire someone else. Like, you put your life on the line for what? I'm not saying leave your jobs, but like, remember that, like, you know, make those memories, you know?
Mm. Word, guys, word.
But yeah, guys, that's all we have for you guys in this episode of the Care Package Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Care Package Pod. And sorry, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod and TikTok at the Care Package Pod. We love to see it. We love to see you guys. There might be something in your future, there might not be. Just stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.